The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It is The Drive with Rob and Roz, and tomorrow, one of the raunchiest comedies in South Africa in years launches. Khaki Fever is here. Chris Jaft is in the studio with us. Francois Jacobs is here. Boys, welcome to the show. It just got heavy sexy in here.
Hey, we brought the fever.
And you bring the fever as well. Your people are going to have to see what you look like.
Listen, I've dressed up in my full Boerboel top to bottom.
What were the highlights of the day in that outfit?
Listen, I've stopped off on the way into work. I needed to pick up cat food. And the lovely lady behind the counter, Pindy, was like, "Hey, you are looking good today."
Or not to turn? That is the question.
There we go.
Welcome to the show, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, dankie. Die land is in rep en roer oor hierdie fliek. Dis nog nie eers uit nie. So waaroor gaan Khaki Fever?
Jeff, take us away.
Okay, so within Khaki Fever, you have a multitude of stories, right? Everybody's got their own world where they live in, obviously, and things happen within their own worlds. But everything kind of comes together when Daniel finds out that his mom is ill, and he then has to come up with a plan for money because she doesn't have any. She has nothing whatsoever. And
no medical
he
care,
has
nothing
young. Whatsoever.
So hold on, this is a heartfelt save your mom story.
That's really what it's about. So this dude he basically, without giving anything away no spoilers.
Yeah.
It's a story about a boy who's trying to save his mom.
I mean, that's one way to pitch it.
Yeah, and then ropes in all his friends to help, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. And he manipulates the friends.
People forget that this is a comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we've got all those heartfelt moments in this rare touching invariance. Nie om te veel van die film weg te gee nie, maar dit is 'n komedie.
En, yeah, exactly.
Mense moet nie wegkyk en wegshaai van dit af nie. Almal kyk in die een element wat die meer seksuele element van die film is. En ja, dis daar. En mense gaan die eerste 27 sekondes weet of dis bo my veermaak plek of dis onder. En of jy gaan opstaan en uitloop of jy gaan bly sit en saam lag.
I've heard the opening 30 seconds are like, cool, we're here now.
Yeah.
Here's ons nou, Tom. Of jy kyk of jy kyk nie.
Yeah, that's exactly it, right? Like, there's no sort of ins or outs or qualms about what this is. And that's part of the reason why you see that in the beginning. But then you realize, as the story goes along, that that's not what it's actually about.
Yeah. Having watched the trailer, you guys look like you were having so much fun.
Yeah.
Lovely location to be out and shooting in the bush, and then you got these like Bosveld vibes on, but it's also like it's flirty and fun and silly, and it looked like you were having a jewel.
It was an absolute jewel. Yes, I got to work with some of the most amazing actors, amazing producers, directors. I mean, every day on set was just an absolute blast. En ons het gelag.
Yeah.
And we could play. And it was just, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Taking away the other element of the film, it was strange.
Yeah.
You know, it was something new. And we explored and we found things that made all these things that we hide behind doors just a bit funny, you know?
I think part of the reason what made it so much fun is because we had, had such a professional set.
Yeah.
I mean, attitude always reflects leadership. That's what I always say. And I mean, like Frano was just mentioning, from the producers to the directors, everyone on board, from transport, everybody was just absolutely amazing. And then obviously, because the show is 18 SNL, we had the best of the best when it came to our ICs, our intimacy coordinators. And once you're able to set the boundaries, see what's safe. And then obviously, nobody really sees what goes on, but there's a lot of padding. We have deflated yoga balls. So there's no contact.
There's no touching.
So it's actually like once we get comfortable with each other and we have respect for each other as actors and that sort of thing, then I mean, it when you're in the moment, it's so funny because you're like, people are gonna think that this is what it is, but if they could only see. Yeah, because you gotta sell it, you know what I mean? But like, yeah. I mean, you're so far away from actually doing what it may look like, and it's sometimes a little weird. You know what I mean? But you got to sell it and make it look believable. And yeah, that's what we did. And that's why I guess some people will be like, oh my gosh, you know, it's so crazy. It really isn't about that.
And it was safe, you know, as very Chris safe. Said. You walk on set and you
feel gemakkelijk.
Jy voel gemakkelijk in jou eie vel en in jou tweede vel, jou kaakies. alhoewel ons hulle ook min gedra het. Jy weet.
Well, let's do a story about the khaki shorts. They had to, well, they shortened the shorts so much that they ran into pocket.
Yeah.
And they couldn't go any further.
Toen moest hulle die sak opskuif.
They couldn't, because like it would ruin the rest of the pants, and then you got to have your tools and your belt and the this and the that and whatnot. So they rather just like left it where the pocket starts. Good grief.
Chris, one of the very first times in a long time that we've actually seen you working in Afrikaans. Hoe was dit vir jou?
It was a little bit tough because my Afrikaans was and probably still is very rusty. It's rustig. My Afrikaans is baie rustig. Ja, baie vrot, nie vlot. But you know, when it comes to scripts and that sort of thing, it's a little easier for me. It does take a lot more out of you in terms of having to kind of like get the brain to translate it to Afrikaans and English and that sort of thing. But when the script is there, you're able to do it. So when you deliver, you can play around with it and then use your improvisational skills to add to the scenes and that sort of thing, which helped a lot if you prepared. So yeah. It wasn't too bad, but it was a little bit daunting because, like you said, it's been, jeez, I can't remember when I did the series of...
Ruriofuta,
Ruriofuta, but Ruriofuta, I played an English character. I did the On Stories films. I did four of those, and that was the last time I did any Afrikaans, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was good. It was great. I enjoyed it.
When a script like this arrives at your agents and you pick up the phone and they're going, listen, the easy thing, what you will do, considering how raunchy they wanted to make the movie, does that give you a moment for pause, or was that a reason for each of you to go, oh, hell yes, I'm in? Want is iets wat jy nie altyd kan gaan doen nie.
Ek dink dit het outomaties na Kaalgat Karel na my toe gekom. Toe gaan dit so, hierdie man is gemaklik om sy klere uit te trek, hy stuur hierdie gaffe vir hom. En ek dink, kyk net, gaan my nou begin betaal om klere aan te hou in plaas van uit te trek. Maar it did jump off the script. It was really out there. En a script, it's what, how you play it out in your head. And what was written and how it was played was very tasteful. Dit was raar smaakvol gedoen. We did take a few like gambles here and there, but all in like, you know, respectful manner.
Look, I avoid nudity. I mean, I've had to do simulated intimacy scenes and that sort of thing, which I'm comfortable with if the story, you know,
needs it.
Exactly. And Brett and the production team didn't mince about, you know, with regards to what this actually is, but they also gave us the full story. Well, at least me, I got the full backdrop of who Daniel is and what his reasoning behind him doing what it does is. So that was strong enough for me to go, okay, let's see how far this goes and how how we can, you know, actually make it happen.
You know what? It's so great for me to hear you guys speak about the film as a piece of work that you're so proud of, because there's been obviously so much stuff around the film where the essence of why you as actors and creatives got involved in the process to begin with and what the film is trying to say, it's actually so sad to me in a way that people have harped on one thing and they don't actually even know what the film is about.
But it's what you said. Die mense het nog nie eers die film gekyk nie, en hulle skop al hierdie stof op en maak hierdie groot boei. Laat een persoon in die familie dit kyk en dan gaan hy gaan, nee, okay, dis okay. Jy kan maar saam kyk.
Maar dit is altyd so.
Dit is so. And I mean, we've had all these things with sex in Afrikaans, you know, like all this, like no, this is taboo. We can't do this. This is not allowed. And then people, they had the highest viewings, you know, like, mense, kyk dit nou maar skelmpies. En kyk dit maar skelmpies, jy hoef vir niemand te sê. Jy hoef vir niemand te sê jy het dit gekyk nie. En lag 'n bietjie saam met ons. Mense vat die lewe soms net 'n bietjie te ernstig op. En soms mense net 'n bietjie jouself oopmaak en 'n bietjie saamlag.
Ja, there's no reason to get serious and up in your feelings about a comedy with a heartfelt message. Just have a good time, man.
Absolutely.
Moenie moeilik wees nie.
And at the end of the day, nobody's forcing anything down anyone's throats. Everybody's got a choice to make. Please just do with it as you choose to. And then, you know, with regards to like the Silver Scarum, we heard, you know, we were selling out in record numbers and that sort of thing. But everybody who came there, we had about 500 people, I think it was. Every comment that I got from people that came in with fresh eyes that had nothing to do with the film all said, we didn't think that this is what the film was.
Well, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what a film. Congratulations. So, you know, if that's anything to go by, if you're skeptical about watching the film, then maybe you should just
ask someone who's seen it.
Yeah. Or be a bit pliable and malleable.
Yeah.
Give things a chance.
Do yourself a favor, be brave.
François, Chris het nou net gepraat oor die Silverskerm fees en die film het natuurlik daar gepremier. En jy, ons het 'n verhoog gedeel, want ek het vir jou jou beeldjie gegee vir beste ondersteunende akteur in 'n film.
Ons altyd fabulous gelyk.
Ons het fabulous gelyk. Fabulous.
Ja, dit was 'n groot skok. Ek het reg nie eers 'n speech voorberei nie, because I really didn't think it's going to happen. Maar wat 'n groot eer. Ek meen, as mense jou in 'n sex movie kan ken, jy weet dat. I'll take it.
It's not a sex movie.
It's a heartfelt movie with sex. absolute groot eer. Ek meen, as mens daai erkenning kry as akteur, daar's niks mooier as dit nie. Mense wat jou in die straat kom groet, ek meen, it's just people that appreciate your work and you know the work that's gone into it was all worth it.
And absolutely well deserved, man. I was there behind the scenes, so I can tell you that every single actor on that floor brought their A game. Everybody was prepared, everybody was ready, so professional. That's why we could play around, that's why we could have fun, because we didn't have a weak link, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you have someone that you just like, why is this person ruining the shot or the take or the this or whatever the case, and it happens. Everybody came there as artists wanting to represent themselves at the highest level of their craft. So this guy, I mean, we were given freedom, you know, to improvise and do all of that jazz and whatnot. And that's why you have so many beautiful moments. But this guy was so super solid, man. He had us in stitches. Him and Liam had us in stitches from the morning to the evening, bro. We were done every single day. And congratulations, bro.
Thank you. Yeah, but you're only as good as the actors around you allow you to be. So straight back at you, Chris.
Oh
yeah.
Well, listen.
Romance.
And if the cast of Khaki Fever is anything to go by, it's going to be a cracker based on that statement.
Ek ken vir julle, ek ken vir Brett. So ek het gehoor, daar was 'n storie met 'n blou pilletjie wat die hele stel amper tot stilstand gebring het. Kortliks en so radio familie vriendelik as moontlik. Please tell us what happened.
Oh gosh, bro, you were closest to it.
Okay, Gina. So my goeie vriend Liam.
Bosman, wat in die fliek speel.
Yes, my 2YC. Ons almal sin. Het 'n beautiful toneel waar hy gaan soek na 'n hoofpynpil. maar vind dan die verkeerde, wel die verkeerde botteltjie, maar besluit dan eerder om die blou pil te drink. Nou, Liam het toe goed gedink om vir produksie te sê, maak julle asof julle regte pille as 'n joke daar insit en dan gaan ek 'n uitval hê en sê iets gebeur hier in my onderlyf en ek weet nie wat gaan aan nie. So the crew comes in, they said they did this in a little joke, and Liam freaks out. He's in cold sweat, he's walking down with a robe, and he walks straight up to Brett and said, you did this, I'm walking off the set, there's no way you're using my footage. And we are like 90% in, like, he says, this movie will never air. Your crew put in real pills for, you know, for Jacob Rechop, jy weet. And he was freaking out. And Brett was like, just...
He went red.
And quiet. And then when he... Do you want to see it? Do you want to see it? And Brett's like, no. No, and he opened his robe. And there was this little face of Brett on his crotch. And it all was just a gag, and we all had a good laugh. Yeah, it was fantastic.
It sounds like you guys did have a lot of fun. Ek wil ook vir jou vra om my iets te sê, Francois. Sê vir my 3 tree in 'n ry op 3 grootste spore.
Die riete wat rittel, ruur, ring en kring in die water van die rooie rivier.
How can you do that? That's, hey, only I'm allowed to do that. Only I'm allowed to do that. Don't you do that to my friend. Don't you dare do that to my friend on air.
Oh, okay, okay. I've been told all about Chris Jackson now. What can I do? What can I do?
Guys, we made history. You must remember that. And people are going to laugh and love.
I can't wait to watch this movie tomorrow. It's coming out, Khaki Fever. Before we let you guys go, you're going to stick around for us for one morning. We want to play a game called Stuff You Can Say at the Braai and also in the Bedroom.
Woo! Let's go.
Coming up.
And this is going to get him into trouble. Why are you bringing Daniel to the station?
Yeah. Why are you bringing exactly?
What's wrong with you? I left Daniel on the floor.
Okay. In fact, should we ask them? Bring us back in?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. En Khaki Fever is van môre af reg om te stroom op Showmax die 5de September. Ons sit hier met twee van die sterre van die film, Francois Jacobs en Chris Jafta. En ons wil 'n bietjie van 'n speletjie speel met hulle.
So, Stuff You Can Say in the Braai and also in the Bedroom. I want you to get into your Khaki Fever characters here. Oh, yeah. Bring hulle
for. Are you sure?
Ja, bring hulle.
I thought this is a family show.
Speel ons ook.
Ja, as ons wil, ja.
Okay. Cool.
Who wants to kick us off? Is anyone feeling...
Okay.
You go.
Stuff You Can Say at the Braai and also in the Bedroom.
Blaas op hom, hy is warm.
Those buns look fresh.
Daai gaan nie pas nie.
Hy spyt soms, hoor.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Draai die mielie voordat hy pop.
Whose sausage is that?
I'm out.
Are you out?
Mm.
I know we've already started, but this oak just arrived with a massive burry. Ladies and boys, where can we watch the movie tomorrow when it comes out?
Showmax! That's the one. And you choose to press play, remember that.
You're going to win.
Awesome stuff. Win. What a great afternoon. Thank you so much for your time, Chris Jafta, Francois Jacobs.
Thank you.
Fun Khaki Fever.
Bring it.
Did he hit that?